Testing is a big factor right now in the fight to stop the spread of COVID-19. And this week, the Food and Drug Administration approved the first at-home test for the coronavirus. It will allow patients to collect nasal swab samples and mail them in for results. But there are questions about the speed and accuracy of these tests. Aaron Broadwin has been covering this for our partners at STAT, the Health and Medicine publication. Hi, Aaron.
Hi.
So first of all, describe what this means. Really, when will this test be available and who has access to this?
Yeah, so on Tuesday, the FDA cleared the first at-home test for coronavirus, and it is initially being rolled out to healthcare workers and is expected to be available to patients at a timeline that is currently unclear, but the company has said several weeks.
Got it. So I talked a little bit about nasal swab samples, but how will this testing kit work?
Yeah, so that's a really good question, because in opposition to a couple of other tests that companies tried to make available previously, which use a longer type of nose swab that's pretty difficult to use, you have to essentially jam it all the way into the back of your nose or throat. This test is actually shallower and uses more of like a Q-tip type of nasal swab. You don't have to make yourself cry to use it.
I see. But with it being shallow, I guess that's also really brings to mind the accuracy of this test kit.
What we've seen so far is that in general, the tests are estimated to have a sensitivity of around 95%, which is really good. Yeah. However, that sensitivity is based on, you know, it can vary based on everything from when someone takes the test. So if they're really early in the virus or, on the other hand, really late in the virus, they'll have less of a viral load in places like their nose and mouth, which makes it a little bit harder to get an accurate test. If a patient, for example, is too early or too late and has less virus to test for, they might not catch it. So that patient would receive a negative test result when perhaps they actually do have coronavirus.
So where can folks get these tests from and where are they mailing them to?
LabCorp has said that it's going to make the test available directly to patients in several weeks. I would imagine that they would take the path that other companies have taken in this space, which is allowing folks to order them online once they have an order from a physician. And then they would be mailed to their homes directly. Then they would take the test, package it up, and then mail it to LabCorp for processing.
So this news comes just weeks after this back and forth that we saw between the FDA and startups who sought to develop their own versions of this test. What has changed since then?
It has definitely been a little bit of a roller coaster. Starting in March, I talked to three startups that thought that they had at-home COVID-19 tests that were in the clear. But shortly after those tests came out, FDA came out with a very stern warning, essentially, that said, we have not approved a single at-home test for coronavirus. And all three of the companies that I talked to immediately stopped selling their tests directly to consumers. But one of the issues, I believe, with those tests was the fact that they were using deeper, longer nasal swabs, those same tricky swabs that we talked about that are tough to get an accurate sample with. And so now that these easier to use Q-tip type swabs are available, my understanding is that this test will be a little bit easier.
That's health tech reporter Aaron Broadwin with our partners at STAT, the Health and Medicine publication. Thank you so much, Aaron.
Thanks for having me.